Okay. Now, we met a lovely young lass this week, Kate. Her name was Fifi. I can't quite – how did she come into our lives? Amy brought her in somehow.
It's all a blur. But Amy said later, I didn't know it at all.
I think she asked Coyle – she was asking around, do you know any single gals?
She was talking to old mate, Peter Allen in disguise.
Oh, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse. And remember she was saying, do you know any hot single, you know, women?
He's like, definitely not me.
No.
Barking up the wrong tree. Somehow this woman materializes and Amy's like, yeah, this is my friend Fifi. We go way back and she appears and Amy's like, who are you? loved Fifi. Great energy from her.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ned had a great vibe with her. They were bouncing back and forth, cracking jokes.
Having a date at Harold's.
Yeah, coffee. Amy has teed this up to cool the embers of her lust for Ned by placing an obstacle there. Yeah. Then immediately regrets it and wants to put the kibosh on.
So she comes in and whispers in Fifi's ear, I'm glad you're not put off by his extreme fetish.
Mm. And then whisper, and we don't know what it is. But then the next day.
Well, see, because I must have missed what the explanation was, because we're all speculating what the fetish was. And online people were saying, oh, it's his cake-sitting fetish in the nuds.
Yeah, that would be the easy thing to do. Yeah. I don't know how much Amy knows about that, though.
Mm.
She only knows the brief details, but someone said something about lizards. She's like, I'm not into lizards or reptiles or something. I'll have to find it, even though it's Patreon. Ooh, I don't put audio.
Crazy.
No, she left pretty much right after you did. She came back to the table all weird, said something about lizards and then just ran for it. She didn't say anything to you at the counter, did she?
No.
So I don't quite know how in that very short whisper time Amy conveyed all of that.
He likes to put lizards up his bum.
Or is it the blue tongue? Does he get into the sunny boy, the blue sunny boy? Is it a distant cousin of the ladybird?
Is it lizard handbags or something?
Scales. It's very questionable. Cold-blooded.
I'm going to Google lizard fetish.
I don't think it's a real thing. I think something the writers concocted.
Maybe it's like a furry type thing.
Oh, yeah, the opposite of a furry. Scaly. Yeah.
Lizard fetish. Oh, no way. Urban Dictionary.
No.
Scalies. A scaly.
Oh, I just made that up.
Yeah, is basically someone who role plays being a lizard-like human. Variations can include dragon people or snake people.
I could see Ned cosplaying as a lizard.
Don't know why. Oh, I reckon like in a cat suit.
Yeah. Yeah, like the ones from the movie Cats. Kind of like that. CGI style.
Oh, that reminds me. I got tagged in this hilarious video about cats, which I'll send to you.
Okay. I thought I would have more to say about Fifi and I don't. Is there another little subplot we should deviate here? By the way, I'm just remembering of subplots that we don't have room for on the main pod. What's Carl doing trekking out to the Leo's winery in the middle of the day?
Can you imagine? Because, is this the food that's left over from when Pierce owned it?
I think we're led to believe that there's a functioning full kitchen with a head chef and Hendrix is some sous chef guy and they're trialing menus or he's trialing his degustation or picnic stuff and then there's leftover food from that, from what the kitchen is.
Because I was just kind of thinking this is like when you go to NQR, which for UK listeners stands for Not Quite Right, and it's like this small supermarket full of nearly expired and just
sometimes already expired
and novelty food that just the flavors didn't sell or whatever. It's phenomenal feast in there, yeah. Isn't it? But yeah, it was kind of like, oh god, what have they got out of the deep freeze at NQR?
Or is it walls lined with spam kind of territory over at that winery? Or the protein powder that Nicolette, that Chloe revealed last week, Pierce had spent heaps of money on. So Carl's there in the middle of the day schlepping the leftovers home and buying clean skins.
Oh, why wouldn't you?
Cases full that Leo was trying to offload because he doesn't know anything about wine and he doesn't want it lying around the place.
I don't understand. Like, wouldn't clean skins be the perfect thing to get people on like wine bus tours to buy boxes of? Sorry, you can only buy them in 12s.
And it'll get the job done. They want a little tipple of an evening.
Yeah. And look, if they're doing a winery tour and they're going to six wineries or something, why not? Try and offload a bit of cheap shit on them.
And now you weren't here when we talked about it last week. What do you think of the interiors of this winery, this set?
Oh, I don't know. It's weird. It feels very Neighbours set like.
Actually, a bit like when they had that the annex on the church, that extra house.
Yeah.
That former father was living in or whatever. All right, let's go back to the main pod because I want to talk about Ned proper.